RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, for listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, headlines, newspaper, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesian Student Association Najib cooperates with Social Culture Organization. IVTS result unbinding. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Student Association PPMI in Egypt builds tight cooperation with Organization of University Student or Youth Organization. PPMI Secretary General Zulkarnain Harisal Mokhtar Erri in Cairo in Egypt on Friday that one of organization that builds cooperation with PPMI in Egypt is Nadi Wahfidin. Zulkarnain explained that PPMI cooperates with Nadi Wahfidin by performing and promoting Indonesian art and culture in Egypt.
Hubungan dengan antara PPMI dengan organisasi-organisasi yang ada di Mesir, baik itu pemuda ataupun yang lainnya, itu secara pendidikan sangatlah intens.
Relation between PPMI and organization Najib Watch Youth Organization and the other are close in the field of education. Why we say so? There are many organizations here. There are Nadi Wahfidin, WAMI, Rabita Al-Alamiyah, or the World Alumni Union. Nadi Wahfidin is an association of foreigners in Egypt. They pave the way for performing each country's culture, including Indonesia. We often perform angklung, Sundanese musical instrument, and other culture, Balinese dance, Sapin dance, that we performed.
Kita sering tampilkan angklung atau kebudayaan-budayaan lain, tarian dari Bali, tarian Sapin, itu sangat kita tampilkan.
According to Zulkarnain, art and dance groups from PPMI often participate in art and culture events held by Nadi Wahfidin in Egypt. Zulkarnain also added that in 2015, Dance Art Group of Indonesia University Student in Egypt won an art and culture event organized by Nadi Wahfidin. Indonesian Foreign Ministry spokesman Armanata Nasir said in Jakarta on Tuesday that International People's Tribunal IPTN in the Den Haag, Netherlands, is a freedom to express and state opinion like Indonesian follows a democratic country. However, according to Nasir, the verdict of IVT on the tragedy in 1965 in Indonesia is not part of legal process in the country. Thus, Armanata views that the result of IVT court is unbinding and it does not become part of legal process neither nationally nor internationally.
Kegiatan IVT 65 itu merupakan kebebasan berekspresi dan berpendapat.
IVT 1965 is a freedom to express and state opinion. In a democratic country like Indonesia, it's not prohibited. However, viewed from the legal aspect, it is not part of a national legal process. So technically, it cannot be applied neither nationally nor internationally. Furthermore, Foreign Affairs Minister spokesman Armanata Nasir explained that Indonesia has strongly committed to upholding the law and developing human rights and democracy. The verdict of International People Tribunal IPTN Court in the Den Haag some time ago stated that Indonesia is responsible for 10 serious human rights crimes, which happened in 1965 and 1966. Charred coal waste becomes one of the major issues faced by Peru's countries, particularly developing countries. Therefore, the waste issues should be solved to avoid bad impact on the environment. In response to the issue, Deputy for Scientific Service Division at the National Institute of Science, LIPI, Bambang Subianto, told media on the sidelines of a dissemination of research result on environmentally friendly concrete at LIPI building in Jakarta Wednesday, that LIPI cooperates with coal-fired power plant PLTU Industry to use charcoal waste to become the concrete raw material of paving block, which can be used for infrastructure construction.
Dalam waktu dekat akan kita jajaki dengan kerjasama dengan pabrik.
In the near future, we will cooperate with coal-fired power plant PLTU factories or producers. Coal-fired power plant PLTU Industry Inc. Pangandaran West Chapa and Pacitan East Chapa have contacted us. The one from Pacitan has allowed us to make paving block factory there, so that the product coming out is not waste, but already in the final product.
Furthermore, Bambang Subianto added the use of a charcoal waste for concrete raw material needs other materials such as special liquid to make the concrete stronger. Therefore, Bambang remarked that technology innovation to produce qualified products is highly needed. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi is scheduled to attend the 49th ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting AMM to take place in Vientiane, Laos on July 23rd until 26. Director for Dialogue Partners and Interregional Affairs, Deryam said in Jakarta on Tuesday that Laos, as the chairman of ASEAN, carries out the theme Turning Vision into Reality for Dynamic ASEAN Community. In the ministerial meeting, Deryam explained that Indonesia will put forward efforts to strengthen ASEAN cooperation and solve issues in the region.
Dalam waktu dekat akan kita jajaki dengan kerjasama dengan pabrik.
In the near future, we will cooperate with coal-fired power plant PLTU factories or producers. Coal-fired power plant PLTU Industry Inc. Pangandaran West Chapa and Pacitan East Chapa have contacted us. The one from Pacitan has allowed us to make paving block factory there, so that the product coming out is not waste, but already in the final product.
Furthermore, Deryaman explained that beside attending ASEAN Foreign Minister Meeting, AMN, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi will also attend a series of meetings in the presence of ASEAN Cooperation and other dialogue partner countries, including ASEAN Regional Forum, ASEAN Plus 3, and East Asia Summit. The ASEAN Foreign Minister Meeting in Vientiane, Laos will also include the celebration of the 25th anniversary of ASEAN-China relations. Indonesian Tourism Ministry has won two awards at Australian Travel Tourism Exhibition in Sydney, Australia, Tourism Promotion Campaign titled Wonderful Indonesia. The Minister has won awards in two categories, Best Innovative Stand and 10 SQN and Over. Deputy for Overseas Tourism Marketing Development Division at Tourism Minister Igede Pitana said that Indonesia featured Bandung Bold Agnit and Jember Passion Carnival. According to Igede, the event is very strategic for Indonesia because Australia is the main market contributing most of tourist arrivals. The awards will be used to popularize Indonesian tourism destination. Tourism Minister Arif Hidayat said the achievement has enhanced the Wonderful Indonesia brand abroad. Five Indonesian senior high school students won a gold medal and special awards at the International Exhibition for Young Inventors held in Harbin, China from July 15 until 20, 2016. The first secretary of Indonesian Science Institute LIPI, Siti Nurmaliati Prijono, said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the students are working under the National Institute of Science LIPI guidance has put together three science TV works. According to CDC, the success of these five students is an indicator of the research quality of teenagers in Indonesia. An Arya Nanda and Periawan Tan from the Seno High School in Tarakan, North Kalimantan won the gold medal for an innovation titled D-Box CC, which means detector box for CO and CO2. The technology is able to detect carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide, poisonous for human beings in the environment. In addition, Rian Timothy Abisha from Sampurna Academy Jakarta won a super medal for his innovation called Smart Trash Bin. The last item, the administration of Yogyakarta City has established Zoonosis Control Commission in effort to anticipate and control diseases transmitted by animals. Head of the Disease Control Section at the Yogyakarta Health Office, Endang Sri Rayu, said in Yogyakarta on Tuesday, that the Commission will work under Mayor Regulation Number 36/2016 to anticipate zoonosis. Zoonosis is any disease or infection that is naturally transmissible from vertebrate animals to human beings. The establishment of the Commission involves other purposes such as regional disaster mitigation, the Environment Board, the Industry, Trade, Cooperative and Agriculture Office and Education Office and Tourism and Culture Office. Each institution has a specific function and authority to support the efforts involved in anticipating and controlling zoonosis. And noted that several diseases that are included in the zoonosis, among others, rabies, leptospirosis, and dengue fever. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelago country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Listener, our commentary today entitled Donald Trump officially becomes a U.S. presidential candidate for Republican Party. U.S. Republican Party has finally set for Donald Trump as a presidential candidate to contest in the general election in November. Donald John Trump, a wealthy businessman and 70 years old, will compete for the hearts of the people of the United States against Hillary Clinton from the Democratic Party. The determination of Trump as a presidential candidate in the Republican convention occurred in Cleveland, Ohio last weekend. At the convention, there was still an attempt to foil Trump as a presidential candidate by members of the Republican Party, such as from the family of George Bush. Donald Trump, who started his candidacy with controversial statements, finally represents the Republican Party. One of his controversial statements expressed last June was that he would forbid Muslims from other countries to enter into the United States in a bid to prevent terror in the United States of America. Trump also made the immigrant community angry because, bluntly, he accuses them who came from Mexico as a cause of spread of drug abuses. However, towards the end of the campaign, the figure who also used to become a television celebrity was correcting his words. Trump said that he would only make street inspection policy for Muslims from certain countries with a lot of terrorists. In the interview of Daily Mail, Donald Trump did not detail any certain countries he meant. Donald Trump, as an experienced businessman, intended to trigger the controversy through mass media to be well known. Since beginning, Donald John Trump made a controversy and provocation by tapping into anger and sentiment that might disturb the people of the United States. This is due to the stagnation of economic growth under Barack Obama administration over the last 3 years. some political observers said that Trump's statements were extreme. Donald Trump has pursued his political journey in nominating himself to be president of the United States from the Republican Party with outstanding way. Initially, political observers in the United States predicted that the 70-year-old candidate would simply become a cheerleader in addition to powerful figures such as Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio. The next question is whether Donald Trump in the U.S. presidential election in November will finally overpower Hillary Clinton from Democratic Party. Let's wait and see later. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History. We start from an event in Sanzhou War occurred on July 22, 1915. On July 22, 1915, Sanzhou War occurred between Italian against Austrian troops. The battle occurred along Sanzhou River on eastern part of Italia, which is currently part of Slovenia. Sanzhou War was a series of the World War I. In the war, Italy was part of the Allied forces, while Austria allied with Germany. Sanzhou War consisted of some part beginning from July 22, 1915 and ended in August of the same year. Overall, the war ended in November 1917 with the defeat of Italy, killing hundreds of thousands of soldiers, were mostly from the Italians. On July 22, 1917, birthday of the third former vice president of Indonesia, Adam Malik. Adam Malik Batubara was an Indonesian third vice president, a senior diplomat, foreign minister, and one of the pioneers of Indonesian journalism. Adam Malik was born on July 22, 1917 in Pematang Siantar, North Sumatra, to Abdul Malik Batubara and Salamah Lubis. He is from a Batak Mandailing Muslim family of Batubara clan. After completing junior high school, he received his first job as a shopkeeper, filling in time by reading books and increasing his knowledge. Malik quickly developed an interest in politics and aged just 17, became the chairman of the Pematang Siantar branch of Partindo, or Indonesia Party. In this position, Malik campaigned for the Dutch colonial government to grant independence to Indonesia. As a result of this, Adam Malik was put in prison for disobeying the colonial government's ban on political assemblies. Once he was freed, Adam Malik left Pematang Siantar for Jakarta. In 1962, he became chairman of Indonesian delegation for negotiations with the Netherlands over West Irian region in Washington, D.C., the United States. The meeting which then produces a preliminary approval for West Irian. In 1966, the more glorious career when he served as second deputy prime minister and minister of foreign affairs of the Republic of Indonesia in the cabinet Dwi Koratu, having devoted himself to the nation and country. Adam Malik died in Bandung on September 5, 1984, due to a liver cancer. Last event on July 22, 1998, Cokro Pranolo served as Jakarta governor of 1977 to 1982 period. Lieutenant General Cokro Pranolo is one of the former Jakarta governor and military figures in the history of the struggle of Indonesia. He became the personal bodyguard of Commander Sudirman during the Indonesian National Revolution against the Dutch occupation. During the Japanese occupation, Cokro Pranolo joined the State Defender Forces, or PETA, in Bogor, West Java, where he received basic military training from the Japanese troops. In 1963, Cokro Pranolo served as head of unit in the Garuda Contingent 11 of the UN Peacekeeping Forces, who was taken mission in Congo, Africa. Then he became an assistant intelligence who involved in negotiations between Indonesia, Singapore, and Malaysia in the final of the Indonesia-Malaysia confrontation events in 1963 to 1966. Cokro Pranolo finally ended his military career when he retired with the rank of Lieutenant General in 1977. Then he served as Governor of Jakarta of the 1977 to 1982 period. On July 22, 1998, Cokro Pranolo died from an illness. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, welcome back to Focus, today's edition entitled The End of Fugitive Santoso. Listener, the runway of a top leader of East Indonesia Mujahideen Group, Santoso alias Abu Wardah, ended. The most wanted man in Indonesia was killed in a shootout with Tinombala Task Force in Tambarandu Mountains, Palu, Central Sulawesi on Monday, July 18, 2016. In the ambush, two people were killed and three others consisting of two women and a woman escaped. In the ambush site, there was also found a gun type M16. Indonesian National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian ensured that one of two suspected terrorists who were killed is Santoso alias Abu Wardah. The assurance was obtained from the process of identification through fingerprint adjustment. Tito Karnavian at the Presidential Office, Jakarta, on Tuesday explained, in addition to fingerprints, it also required the certainty of identification through the introduction of physical signs by family and close friends. The result is the same. The cause was Santoso. Meanwhile, one more body was ascertained, namely Mukhtar, who is also Santoso's man. Indonesian President Joko Widodo gives appreciation to the police and military because they have managed to shoot dead Santoso. However, President Joko Widodo asked for the pursuit of the remnants of armed gangs must still be done. The Presidential Special Staff of Communications, Johan Budi, in a written statement on Tuesday said, President reminded to remain alert to the potential and the threat of terrorism. According to Johan Budi, President Joko Widodo also asked TNI and Polri to remain vigilant. Precautions need to be upgraded and expanded to keep the nation out of action and the threat of terrorism. Chairman of Commission 3 of the House, Bambang Susatyo, said, the death of East Indonesia Mujahideen leader Santoso alias Abu Wardah in Tinombala operation proved the Indonesia's consistency to eliminate terrorist network in the country. Bambang Susatyo in Jakarta on Tuesday gave highly appreciation to the joint Tinombala Task Force and TNI Polri since the TNI and Polri's troops to hunt down Santoso and other East Indonesia Mujahideen members in Poso, Central Sulawesi. Meanwhile, Commander of Indonesian Military TNI General Gatot Nurmantio stated that terror action that was conducted by terrorist group not only a common crime but the state crimes. Gatot Normantio, when seeing the corpses of Santoso and Mukhtar at Bayangkara Public Hospital in Palu on Wednesday, said that he and Polri Chief General Tito Karnavian agreed to continue and strengthen Tinombala operation in Poso, Central Sulawesi, such as to hold territorial operation to increase people's standard of living around the Tinombala operation region. The military operation will be implemented in cooperation with Central Sulawesi Provincial Government and other related institutions. On the occasion, Commander of TNI appreciated the performance of joint operation of TNI Polri and Tinombala Task Force in paralyzing Santoso Radical Armed Group's network. For the achievement, Normantio promised that he would give incredible promotion to the TNI troops of Tinombala Task Force who successfully paralyzed the armed group's network. Listener, that was Focus.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian Student Association PPMI enacted bills tight cooperation with organization University Student of Youth Organization. PPMI Secretary General Sulkarnain Harisal Maki told RRI in Cairo on Friday that one of the organizations that will cooperation with PPMI enacted is Nadi Wafidin. Indonesian Foreign Minister spokesman Armanata Nasir said in Jakarta on Tuesday that International People's Tribunal IPTN in Den Haag, Netherlands is a freedom to express and state opinions like Indonesia follows as a democratic country. Charcoal waste becomes one of major issues faced by poorest countries, particularly developing countries. Therefore, the waste issue should be solved to avoid bad impact on environment. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi is scheduled to attend the 49th ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting, AMN, to take place in Vientiane, Laos on July 23rd until 26. Indonesian Tourism Minister has won two awards at Australian Travel Tourism Exhibition in Sydney, Australia through his tourism promotion campaign titled Wonderful Indonesia. Five Indonesian senior high school students won a gold medal and special award at the International Exhibition for Young Inventors held in Harbin, China from July 15 until 20, 2016. The administration of Yogyakarta City has established Zoonosis Control Commission in effort to anticipate and control diseases transmitted by animals. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Oli Music. Stay tuned. Listener, North Sulawesi government is ready to hold the Sangihe Enchantment Festival 2016 on September 5th to September 20th. This year, the festival will be enlivened with a variety of exciting activities including cultural parade, yacht rally, traditional dance performances and Oli music, inland tour, travel exhibitions and various competitions. Among the activities of the event, there is a very rare attractions, namely Oli musical performances. Oli music is the typical music of Sangihe communities, one of the Indonesian archipelago in the northern part of Sulawesi, which directly borders with Indonesia's neighboring country, the Philippines, and classified as rare music. Listener, Oli music performance played by the musical instruments namely Bansi, Salude, Arababu, Oli and Sasaheng. All these music instruments are made of bamboo. Bansi musical instrument played by blowing like a flute, then Salude played by being hit, Arababu played by plucking, while Oli musical instrument played by blowing and Sasaheng played by shaking. So, all these instruments are played simultaneously. It is called Oli music. Listener, Oli music is categorized as ancient music, which is expected growing rapidly when Sangihe ethnic still embrace Sundang religious beliefs. Sundang is an old religion scattered in Sangihe Islands. Oli music was used as a means for worship to Almighty God. This music is almost extinct, so it continues to be preserved by the government of North Sulawesi. Until now, Oli music is still used in cultural activities such as Tulude event or Thanksgiving event to God, and its function remains as worship in Sangihe. Tulude activity is usually conducted at the beginning of each year as a form of gratitude for God's blessings for one year.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment Miscellany. Listener, social media has developed rapidly because every people around the world seems to easily own the media themselves. To own traditional media such as radio, television, or newspaper, we need plenty of money and workers. However, it is different to the media. Social media users can access everything through the internet with small costs, without expensive tools, and doing by themselves.
As social media user, you can freely edit it, modifying both writing, pictures, videos, and other content. In this edition of Miscellany, we will introduce you to a topic about social media that is made by Indonesian people from Malang, East Java, with the same name, with the social media that has been popular in 2000s and closed in June 2004, namely Friendster.id. Of Friendster.com that was established by Jonathan Abrams in 2002. The social media cannot survive anymore after Facebook managed the world in 2004. Although Friendster.com has been acquired by a Malaysian digital company, it still collapsed and it was not able to keep pace on Facebook. In 2016, the social media is back. Today, Friendster comes with a different package, but if we take a look at it closely, the profile on the site has an Indonesian language in it. According to the Pandi, or the Indonesian Domain Name Manager Operational Director, Sigit Widodo, Friendster that is currently appears is registered under the name Steve Stanley Budi Mulyono, resident of Batu, Malang, East Java, Indonesia, not under a company name. Stanley Budi Mulyono is a person who worked in digital world in Indonesia. Steve is a CEO of KebunBibit.id, the first online plant sales business in Indonesia. The KebunBibit.id application that was launched in October 15, 2015, has more than 7,000 plant variants, including fruits, flowers, and herbs. There are also unique plants such as Venus, flytrap, the original insectivore plants from North America. Listener, if we access www.friendster.id, you can find a blue color website address with tagline Find Your Old Friend. Friendster is a social media that helps to share hope, stories, and happiness with your loved ones and some important people in your life. As the Indonesian people creation, Friendster is a manifestation of Indonesian people's characters. That was today's edition of Miscellany that informed you about Friendster, a typical social media of Malang. Thank you for listening, and we meet again in the next edition of Miscellany. I'm Nuka Kuswati.
Again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Dee, in our regular segment, Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern one. Today, we present you Irfan Mansur, a well-known Indonesian male dangdut singer. To begin our program, here is a song entitled Gerimis by Irfan Mansur. Happy listening.
jam engkau selalu terbayang, namun hujan jadi penghalang.
Irfan Mansur was born in Jakarta on November 30, 1974, as the son of Indonesian dangdut legend Mansur S. Besides singing, Irfan Mansur also known as a songwriter. The song he wrote was also included in a fellow dangdut singer's first album, Emilia, entitled Cepetan Dong. Listener, before we go any further, let's listen to another song by Irfan Mansur entitled Kemana Dimana. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Listener, dangdut is not the only genre music dedicated by Irfan Mansur, as he often sings pop songs. Irfan said that every music genre has its own challenge and level of difficulties. But Irfan said he never thought of difficult aspects and chose to focus on how he could contribute to the Indonesian music industry through his songs. Irfan Mansur said he was not to focus on creating new album and be more focused on doing off-air performances as a protest to the rampant piracy activities in Indonesia. Listener, to wrap up today's music corner, let's listen to two songs by Irfan Mansur entitled Sampai Hati and Sayang. Enjoy the songs and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.